AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A U.S. cargo ship missing since its path took it toward Hurricane Joaquin off the coast of the Bahamas sank, says the Coast Guard, with 33 people on board, almost all of them Americans. They found a body and an empty life raft.
We are still looking for survivors or any signs of life, any signs of that vessel.
At least 8 people have died in the historic rainstorm in the Carolinas. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley tells the Today Show this is a once-in-a-thousand-year storm.
We have 381 roads that are closed. We've got 127 bridges that are down. We've had 6 fatalities right now. We've got people without power and water.
There's more rain in the forecast today for parts of the Carolinas. The Pentagon says U.S. forces did not call in that airstrike that hit a medical clinic in Afghanistan. It happened on Saturday. Our Jerry Bodlander's got more on this.
The top commander in Afghanistan says the U.S. bombing of the clinic, which killed 22 people in the city of Kunduz, was not the result of U.S. special forces on the ground asking for air support.
The Afghan forces called in for fire to support them because they were under direct fire.
General John Campbell didn't say how close the U.S. special forces were to the Afghans at the time of the request. He says the investigation into what happened is continuing. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
There is word this morning that the U.S. does not believe that a Russian warplane accidentally violated Turkey's airspace over the weekend. This from a senior U.S. official who says urgent talks are underway on what to do about this weekend incident. Turkey has summoned the Russian ambassador to protest the violation. The Dow is up 170. This is AP Radio News. A member of the Nobel Prize Committee says billions of people may benefit eventually from the work of the 2015 medicine laureates. The scientists are from the U.S., Japan, and China. They won the Nobel Prize in Medicine today for discovering drugs against malaria and other parasitic diseases.
We won't have jointly to William C. Campbell and Satoshi Umura for their discoveries concerning a novel therapy against infections caused by roundworm parasites. And the other half to Yu-Yu Tu for her discoveries concerning a novel therapy against malaria.
That Chinese laureate is the first ever Chinese medicine laureate. Philadelphia area colleges and universities are increasing security amid an FBI warning about an online posting that threatens violence. The FBI says the message indicates an attack to be carried out today. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.